California has set the stage yet again for a confrontation with the federal government. This time, the state has enacted the nation's first law endorsing embryonic stem cell research. Last year, President Bush limited federal funding for such research, and he has supported congressional efforts to ban it. California plans to use millions of dollars in a state research fund to seek proposals from scientists for new experiments. Laura Seidel of member station KQED in San Francisco reports.
Researchers who work with human embryonic stem cells say they hold the promise of one day providing treatments for diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Scientists say the cells are extraordinarily useful because they can become any type of cell in the body. These researchers say they were thwarted last year by President Bush, who signed an executive order restricting the use of federal funds for research on stem cells created before August 9th of last year. California State Senator Deborah Ortiz, who sponsored the California bill, says limiting research to old stem cell lines puts a stranglehold on scientists.
Scientists have suggested it's unclear the quality of the various states of these 64 lines, and that by that executive order and that position expressed by the Bush administration effectively kills any future embryonic stem cell research in the country.
In signing the legislation, Democratic Governor Gray Davis gave a boost to the state's struggling multi-billion dollar biotech industry, whose future relies heavily on stem cell research. Under the California law, researchers will be able to apply for millions of dollars in state funds for stem cell research without running up against the limits set by the federal government. Larry Goldstein, professor of molecular biology at the University of San Diego, says the state will become a mecca for researchers.
If you're a young scientist or even an established scientist wanting to develop a research program in this area, you're going to want to be somewhere where the climate is hospitable and where the rule of law says not only that you may do it, but you're encouraged to do it.
Still, there are people who object to the new law as policy and others who say it won't do much for business. Investors have doubts about whether the industry is viable, says John McCammond, editor of the Medical Technology Stock newsletter.
What California does doesn't make a big difference for them as far as commercialization. It would be very, very difficult to just commercialize the product in one state. So we're really looking for what happens in Washington to provide guidance for the entire country.
For the moment, President Bush's limits on federal funds do not affect what the state of California does with its money. That could change if Congress passes a version of pending legislation that would criminalize human embryonic stem cell research. Radhika Rao is a professor at the University of California Hastings School of Law.
In the event that the federal government prohibits stem cell research, in general, federal law trumps any contrary state law. There's an argument, however, that if the federal government were to act in this arena, it would exceed its authority and its power under the Commerce Clause.
Rao points out that in recent years, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down federal legislation that prohibited guns near schools because the law had nothing to do with interstate commerce. She says a similar argument can be made to the Supreme Court about human embryonic stem cell research. On the other hand, California recently lost a battle in court with the federal government over a bill that legalized the medical use of marijuana. But even so, there's another possibility, says Rao.
California could then attempt to create or seek an exemption from the federal law because it's already mobilized resources and an infrastructure in California in reliance upon the currently existing state law.
Passions run strong on both sides of the stem cell issue. Many researchers and members of the biotech industry hope that California will become the trendsetter for stem cell policies. Opponents of the research, including anti-abortion activists and the Catholic Church, say allowing the cultivation of new cell lines destroys life because it uses the cells of five-day-old human embryos. And yesterday, the White House criticized the California law. President Bush said through his spokesperson that all policies need to, quote, respect the culture of life. Tomorrow, a U.S. Senate Appropriations Subcommittee will hold hearings on federal stem cell research policy. The sponsor of California's new law, State Senator Ortiz, is scheduled to testify. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel.